Chapter 52.1 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie, Good Disciple is here. He Jushin exclaimed with great joy. These past few days in the Imperial Palace have been suffocating for her. Xu Ting and Du Xian saw the Crown Princess arrive. Lately, she came daily to receive Dr. He Jushin's treatment. After 7 days, He Jushin no longer personally intervened, only providing instructions for applying medicine. Seeing the two arrive, He Jushin immediately set the Crown Princess aside. She might soon lose her status as the Crown Princess. The Empress's desk has been filled with records of removing the Crown Princess in the court, but she has kept silent about it. At this moment, the Crown Princess seemed like an entirely different person, shrouded in a gloomy aura. Expressionless, her eyes were full of darkness, sending shivers down anyone's spine. "Don't worry, your master is fine," He Jushin said cheerfully. Du Xian felt a bit more relieved. He Jushin had some rapport with the Empress Dowager. In any case, the Empress probably wouldn't execute her. Midwinter arrived, and the Spring Festival quickly followed. The ministers who endlessly discussed dethroning the Crown Princess finally fell silent, deciding to deal with everything after the New Year. A festive atmosphere soon filled the streets and alleys, with the sound of firecrackers echoing everywhere. Every household put up new peach talismans, and in front of the Zhenbian Palace, servants had already hung large red lanterns. Queen Xu Shuan returned from Hangan, after seeing her Han Ji was overjoyed. Queen Shuan's whole being was radiant, highlighting her beauty and grace, making her even more enchanting. On New Year's Eve, the whole family gathered to enjoy the New Year's Eve feast together. A large table was filled with delicious dishes, including Yi Pinger, the servant of the Lord. Xu Shuan returned and noticed the absence of Le Yun and Xu Jing. She inquired once, but then refrained from bringing it up again. Xu Ting and Han Ji were unconcerned, while others, unaware of the reasons, tactfully avoided asking. After dinner, they all went to set off fireworks together. Although there were events in the capital on New Year's Eve, neither Xu Ting nor Du Xian intended to join in the festivities. This New Year's Eve, the common people were still joyous, yet the privileged class was not as boisterous. An atmosphere of impending change seemed to linger in the air. Xu Ting and Du Xian ignited the fireworks. The beautiful flames, some of which were gifts from the palace, illuminated the sky brilliantly. With the new year approaching, Du Xian felt full of anticipation, hoping for a better year ahead. As the festivities concluded, Han Ji held Du Xian's hand and said, "With the new year here, you must strive hard and give birth to a child for Xu Ting soon. Whether it's a boy or a girl, your father wishes for a livelier home." There was no reproach in Han Ji's tone, and Du Xian shyly lowered his head, agreeing, "Father, I will." Xu Shuan called Xu Ting into the study, shutting out the sounds of the New Year's celebration beyond the cold door. "Regarding the recent situation in the court, Xu Ting, what do you think about it?" Xu Ting and her mother, Xu Shuan, were aligned in their interests, so there were no taboos. Although Xu Shuan was in Hangan, she was well aware of everything happening in the capital. "The Crown Princess's leg can't be healed. Her Majesty will undoubtedly have to choose another heir. An unstable successor led to an unstable kingdom, and turmoil had stirred within the capital. Originally, Yan Yunshin's position was secure. However, there were also many supporters for the fourth princess, Yan Yuntong. After all, since it hadn't reached the final stage yet, everyone believed they could emerge as the winner. But now, the Crown Princess had been removed midway. With the Crown Princess being deposed, the fourth princess suddenly stood out. Even the once improbable candidate, the eldest princess, gained supporters. Additionally, the Zhao family, as the emperor's lineage, would not conceive easily. The emperor had more than just one daughter. With the emperor's influence, the Crown Princess's power would likely shift to support the seventh princess, Yan Yunshu. Unfortunately, the seventh princess had been pushed into the spotlight temporarily, and it may take some time for her to reach the position that the Crown Princess once held. Xu Ting still believed that the ultimate empress would emerge from either the fourth or seventh princesses. The eldest princess Yan Yunkin, no matter how confident she appeared now, would ultimately only be running alongside. "Mother, this is my mistake," Xu Ting apologized, bowing her head. Originally, the seventh princess had no chance at the imperial throne, so Xu Ting had a cordial relationship with her. However, now that the Crown Princess's future had suddenly lost, the seventh princess had transformed into a potential heir. This had made Xu Ting's friendship with her seem glaringly out of place. In the eyes of others, the Zhenbian Palace was immediately associated with the Seventh Princess's faction, which went against the foundational principles of the Shu family. It's not your fault. After all, no one could predict the future. Xu Shuan looked at her extraordinarily gifted daughter and sighed, realizing she was still too young. Since the Seventh Princess's position has changed, my daughter, your attitude towards her should also be adjusted. The loyalty of the Shu family lies only with Her Majesty. Regardless of which princess, it's only when she becomes the Empress that she's qualified to assign tasks to our Shu family. I understand, Mother, Xu Ting replied. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi. https://ko-fi.com/dragontia